Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We love talking to Jason Leisure and did a great job sitting in for Spiegs last week as we were sitting here trying to figure out if Spiegs was indeed going to sing the national anthem. We had to call Mike Jansen to help us out, and he kind of told us, no, not tonight. And then the rains came,
and
they didn't stop for about 12 hours.
It was ridiculous. They said, you guys knew? Jason Leisure, you knew the whole time while I was living and dying with the possibility out there?
I didn't know that we hadn't communicated that to you. And I wanted Lawrence and me to treat, I wanted the show to treat this like the way the Weather Channel covers hurricanes. Because I thought it was that level of importance for this audience.
That's kind of you. I'm picturing, your weather person out there while the winds are whipping around.
Jim Cantore, right?
Yeah,
like
right.
He'd be out
Jim
there.
Jim Cantore. And then... And there's always the cameraman, whether he needs to or not, wiping off the lens of it, of his camera, to kind of, you know, play up the drive so he can see.
Yeah, it feels like an anachronism from another time, doesn't it? Sending field reporters out there.
It's a really bad idea.
It does seem unnecessary. I used to be glued to that because I lived in South Florida, so... You know, a lot of times in Miami, we would go to Gainesville because that's where we had lived previously and had friends. And it was
and it's
a 5-hour
kind of landlocked,
drive.
So
nothing bad ever happens to Gainesville, Florida, thankfully. So we would go up there and then we'd sit at our friend's house for 3 days just watching the Weather Channel the whole time.
That's not fun.
Younger brother, you know, it's interesting you played the weatherman meteorologist part of that conversation with Jansen, because my younger brother had always, his dream job was to be a weatherman. Until my dad explained to him that it's actually a meteorologist, that you don't just get up there and just read the prompter and, you know, they tell you that it's going to be sunny or cloudy or it's going to snow tomorrow, that you have to do all the science and get an advanced degree for that. And then he was out.
Have I ever told you about my dream of having the career arc? There's a weathercaster in the Caribbean and he wears a Hawaiian, or he did. I think he's retired now. He wears a Hawaiian shirt and he has a stuffed parrot.
Oh, I've seen that guy.
And I'm like, that's how you end your career. That like, oh, where are you doing weather out of? Oh, I'm out of Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just do that. I'll come in. I'll do weather for the entire Caribbean and I'll just hang out and I'll wear this shirt and I'll have this stuffed parrot on my shoulder. It'll be a bit and I'll make all this money and I'll be living in Puerto Rico.
I have never heard of this person that you're describing, nor did I know it was one of your career ambitions. Is the stuffed parrot, is it a ventriloquism act or does it just sit there?
It just sits there.
Okay.
It just sits there. I got to find his name.
I remember his name. It's Joey Stevens.
Yes, no, Joey Stevens.
I thought it was Matt Eberflus. I thought that's who it was.
Stinger. No.
Bob the Parrot is the name of the parrot.
Bob, what's up? Hey, Bob.
Well, the parrot's got to be involved somehow, then.
It's just Speaks. Look at my screen.
Yeah.
Look at my. Look at this guy.
This guy.
This is what it's about. Mm-hmm. This right here is what it's about. Being Joey Stevens and doing weather in the Caribbean with a stuffed parrot.
You can dream.
This is the end. That's where your career should end.
I thought it's Montreal. Thought it's Montreal for you.
Yeah, you go to Montreal in the spring, and then you go and you do weather in the Caribbean in the winter.
Montreal and Puerto Rican snowbird life.
I feel like that would be perfect life.
Your plans for after this are so scattered, man. You have yourself living in 365 places one day a year. After this is over,
it's really only three
places.
We
need to streamline a little.
All right. I mean, I can streamline it down to Chicago, Phoenix, and Montreal. It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
And Denver and Colorado and the Caribbean.
I'm definitely not living in Denver.
Not Denver, but outside Denver.
I can visit Colorado Springs when I'm in Phoenix.
He only loves it for the airport. Jason,
I hate that airport.
I know you do.
It is awful. You see the little, are they prairie dogs, I think? You see them out on the grounds around it when you're driving in. That part's kind of cool.
So Aaron Rodgers told Pat McAfee today that this is going to be his last year before he retires into something where I'm sure he's not going to make himself the center of attention, whatever that is. But like, have you allowed yourself to think about how good the Steelers can be? Before we get to the Bears, and you wrote a very interesting piece on Ben Johnson and expectations, but how good do you think the Steelers can possibly be with Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, Matt, it's one of so many games on the Bears' schedule that this schedule is only doable for the Bears if you make a lot of assumptions about things going wrong. If you assume that J.J. McCarthy of the Vikings isn't going to be any good, and you assume that Jordan Love is going to taper off, and you assume that Dallas is headed downward, and you assume that Aaron Rodgers, who the Bears would face in week 12 at home, has got nothing left. Now, in his case, everything from the last few years points toward that. And Lawrence and I have talked about this so many times where Tom Brady skews reality for everybody. And everyone thinks, well, that's what everybody can do now. But there's so many examples of guys that couldn't. Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Phillip Rivers. There's a bunch of these guys that it starts breaking down in your late 30s. And Aaron Rodgers, for the last few years, late 30s, early 40s, it has gone along a normal trend line. I don't have any reason to think that he is going to be able to reverse that. Now, he's playing on the best team probably that he's been on in a few years. Best coach, best team. But I don't think he's got anything left. And I know that is a dangerous thing to say, but all of the evidence supports that.
And it's a weird thing. And I heard this mentioned by Jeff Joniak. Every team in the NFC North has a new center.
Oh.
And that could play a role in development and whether these teams are going to be good offensively. Like, that's a fascinating thing to think about. That all new centers all the way around the division.
It's interesting.
By the way, was Olin Krutz the last time the Bears had a real solid good plan at center, Lawrence? Or is there one between him and Drew Dahlman?
Well, they while Olin was here, they tried to create Josh Beekman to be the guy that was going to end up eventually replacing him. Roberto Garza did a good job when Olin left, I thought, of playing center. But no, they've really had no legit plan since then.
Yeah, no, I mean, Cody Whitehair for a few years, but he was never really good enough.
You were always looking to upgrade that position with him in it.
I'm good with giving Roberto Garza some love in that way, Lawrence. I think that's the right answer. It wasn't Hieronymus Grassou, you know?
He's a little light.
Yeah. Finally they do have a good plan. I wonder how much Drew Dahlman, who's so smart, is being utilized so far, if at all, by Ben Johnson as he tackles job number one, which is to forge the relationship with Caleb Williams. And Caleb talked about it a little bit at Fanatics Fest. You wrote about it nicely in the Sun-Times just earlier today, because the center could be a big part of forging that bond and relationship moving forward?
Drew Dahman is certainly a key piece of the equation. And one of the things that people need to remember as they try to set their expectations of what will be success this year for the Bears at large, Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, is that even veteran quarterbacks, even guys that have been good and been good for a while, need some acclimation period. There sometimes is a transition period when they have a new offensive coordinator or a new offensive-minded head coach who wants them to play a little bit differently. Even for guys that are proven, it's not always something that clicks right away. And I think you have to know that going in with Caleb Williams, who is not proven, who is very high potential, high talent, showed some, but not proven. And I don't feel like we even know how much he still needs to learn, because last year was just such a murky haze of coaching malpractice. So we know that they're changing some of his footwork, which is always difficult to do for any quarterback, proven or otherwise. And it's going to take a little bit of time. I fully expect it to look rough at the start of training camp. And I think you have to build in a little margin for that first month of the season, too.
We saw that Caleb Williams was at the Fanatics Fest, and he was talking a lot about Ben Johnson and that relationship that's growing between them. And, like, look, it's clear that Ben is getting in his kitchen a little bit when it comes to getting stuff right and stopping drills as soon as something goes wrong. How do you feel like Caleb is handling that, and is that what he needs to get to the next thing?
I think someone as prideful as Caleb Williams will not sit here and look at last season and say, yep, I'm good, I'm on the right track. I think that he will fall in line with what everybody in the organization is saying right now, which is our way has not been working. Whether you are a player, an executive, you know, this isn't something to hold on to and to resist change, because doing it this way has gotten you 15 wins in 3 years and got Caleb a rookie season that I'm sure he is not satisfied with at all. So I would think that he looks at that and is frustrated and disappointed with his rookie season and says, how do I make another leap from here? How do I get better? Oh, there's an expert. There's a guy who specializes in this, and he wants me to change some things. Okay, let's do that. Let's see where that goes.
He said that he wants to be coached hard, and now it seems like he's being coached hard, and he's saying that he likes it. Does that all ring true and honest to you?
To me, it fits his biography. It fits what I know about him from talking to him and other people going back to age 10. That would follow a straight line from there to now.
Good. Good. I mean, that's what you want. And then we'll see what happens if a learning curve becomes obvious and mistakes become apparent, and he's got to own those and wear that. That'll be interesting to watch. But I don't have any reason to doubt that he's going to handle that well, though. Do you?
I think he's a tremendous talent and very serious person and very serious worker. And the last two guys were serious workers too. Mitch and Justin were serious workers, but they never had Caleb's talent. This is the right combination of talent and mentality, and you have brought in the coach that we all think is the guy for this, the guy who can guide him to where he wants to be. There's a lot of unknowns with Ben Johnson that people don't really want to talk about right now because everybody is really excited about Ben Johnson. But in theory, Ben Johnson is the guy that can help him merge those things, merge his talent and his willingness to work. And that sets Caleb apart both in terms of the talent, like I mentioned, and in terms of the guidance that he's getting compared to the previous two quarterbacks between, you know, John Fox and Matt Eberflus and Matt Nagy and Luke Getsy and Shane Waldron, all of these guys that have been through here that have been unable to do that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And you wrote about this in the Sun-Times as it pertains to Ben Johnson. I'm curious on, outside of Caleb, because Caleb is clearly, if you're doing the outline, he's Roman numeral one. What do you think is the next most important thing that Ben Johnson has to do?
I think Ben Johnson, and this might take a little time, man, because it's hard to just know all the answers the first time you're doing something, even if you're as talented and well thought of as Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson has to show you total competency. We just got through two and something years of incompetency in a lot of different areas. He has to show you total competency in terms of game management, adjusting the offense to the personnel, intervening on defense when necessary, and managing the season and the weeks and the unexpected things that are going to happen, like injuries and losing streaks, and being able to talk as confidently as he is now when there's really nothing to worry about and nothing to defend. He needs to maintain that same presence, come with that same energy when they're 3-5 or something like that.
So you settled on, as I read the piece, two expectations. One is sort of amorphous and vague, and that's, you know, a quarterback who's clearly ascending with their relationship in a good place by season's end, right? And that makes all the sense in the world. But the other, if I'm reading this right, is this your expectation? Playoff spot. Whose expectation is that in this piece?
Both of those are mine. And I do try to avoid putting amorphous expectations on things, even though that is a kind of a logical way to go through life. I like to be able to kind of put some parameters on what I'm talking about and be a little more specific. So I think in there, I was talking about Caleb Williams needing to be in the top third of the league at his position. So that would be where we want to see him. And I think the playoffs are a reasonable expectation and standard for the Bears. I don't think winning the NFC North is a good place to put your expectations. Not to say that they couldn't, because Matt Nagy did that walking in 2018. It's possible. But I don't think I would start there. I do think there's enough here that even with a first-time head coach, the new offensive play caller working with the young quarterback, some things unproven with Caleb, Ben Johnson still wanting to reshape the personnel a little bit more in Ben's vision, I still think that the playoffs should be the standard this year. I think Caleb Williams in that top third of the league, that top 12 or so quarterbacks, and the Bears in the playoffs, you know, even if it's at 10-7, is our good goals for this year. And Lawrence and I were talking last week about, you know, the expectations on Ben Johnson. And I thought a lot about that in the past week. And I fell back on the same thing that I always go to with every team I cover, no matter what sport. Are you either competing for a championship right now or clearly headed that way? So if you go back to 22, when the Bears went 3-14, they checked the box for me in that year, because even though they're the second worst team in franchise history, they are taking the steps they need to take to get there eventually. The Bulls never check that box for me in the however many past years because they're never taking steps toward that. With this team for this year, you want to see that they are clearly, indisputably taking steps toward being a contender. Ideally, no later than the 26th season. So to do that, to show conclusive proof that you're headed that way, Caleb Williams needs to be in that top third of the league, and you need to be in the playoffs.
I think that that's all really fair and well said by you.
And specific.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. When you say top third for Caleb, you mean total QBR, rating? What are you thinking? I like QBR.
Just in the best third. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to measure that.
Yep.
If you're looking at him and saying, you know, there's nobody 13 through 32 that I would have rather had for this season alone, then he's in the top third for me.
Well, Jason, we appreciate you jumping in. Thanks so much for letting us know about the piece in the Sun-Times. I suggest everyone check it out, suntimes.com, the piece about expectations and Ben Johnson and him helping to set where the Bears should be. Have a wonderful rest of your week.
Thank you, guys. You too.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.